This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to announce this week whether North Carolina will move forward with its reopening process. This comes amid a surge in coronavirus cases in the state and mounting pressure from businesses and lawmakers. So what numbers are officials watching, and what might the governor's announcement look like? Joining me to walk us through it is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So State Health Secretary Mandy Cohen said yesterday that North Carolina's coronavirus trends are moving in the wrong direction. What are some of the latest numbers?
Yeah, so officials have been watching several key coronavirus trends. One is the number of people hospitalized because of the coronavirus, and that has been trending upward recently. The state hit a record high number of hospitalizations for 5 out of the past 7 days, according to health department data. As of yesterday, 870 people were in the hospital. Another trend officials are watching is the percentage of positive tests. So that's the number of people who test positive for the coronavirus out of the total number of people who get tested. That number is high, around 10%. The total number of cases is also going up, along with the percentage of people going to the emergency room with coronavirus-like symptoms. Cohen said yesterday it's not a hair-on-fire situation, but she said residents do need to wear masks and practice social distancing to keep the virus from spreading.
This is the time to say, what can we do differently to change the trajectory of these cases, right? If we're going in the wrong direction, we just go up and up and up. At some point, we reach a point where we only have a limited amount of resources. There are only so many beds that we could even surge to.
Okay, given those data points, what might the governor's announcement be? What would the next phase look like? Or could he just keep the state in its current phase?
So we don't know yet. Right now, businesses like movie theaters, gyms, bars, bowling alleys, and yoga studios are still closed. Those could reopen next week if Cooper decides to move the state into phase 3. Another option would be letting some of those businesses reopen, but not others, like Cooper did when the state moved into a modified phase 2 late last month. He could also extend his existing executive order, which would keep us exactly where we are, like you said. I think it's pretty unlikely that the state would move back into an earlier phase or go back under a stay-at-home order. Cohen said yesterday they're still trying to find the balance between reopening and protecting public health, and said a lot of the currently closed places are higher risk.
It's large venues where a lot of folks would come together. It's activities where we know social distancing is hard. It's activities like a gym where we know that, you know, heavy breathing and you're not wearing a mask and a lot of surfaces in a gym, like more risk. It doesn't mean that those are things we can never get back to.
We should note the governor has been facing pressure from businesses and state lawmakers to move forward with the reopening. What have they been saying?
Right. Last week, Cooper vetoed a bill that would have allowed bars and gyms to reopen at 50% capacity. State Republican Party leader Michael Whatley called the veto unacceptable and said businesses need certainty about reopening the economy. Cooper also vetoed another reopening bill earlier this month that would have allowed bars to reopen for outdoor customers, among other things. A lot of businesses are itching to reopen because the state's economy is in bad shape. The latest state numbers show more than 1,074,000 people have applied for unemployment benefits, and the state unemployment rate hit 12.9% last month, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
That's WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.